I'm looking to play more this week, but you never know how the flow of the game's going to go. So for me, you know, just continuing to get live action is going to help out tremendously.
Now, as the middle linebacker, you're the brains of that defense, and the quarterback is very inexperienced. He's been around a while, but hasn't played a lot of games. Do you get into a mind game situation with their QB?
You know, we're going to try to do some things pre-snap and try to affect every quarterback pre-snap in terms of the looks you show them, whether you make it look like one thing and it's really something different. But, you know, he has the great equalizer, which is the improv, you know, after the snap. So, you know, prolonging this the down is something we can't let him do. We got to contain him, keep him in the pocket. He's very, very dangerous, and we have a tough task this week. I would say that you know, he throws the ball a lot better than people give him credit for, and I think that was kind of the same thing with Cam Newton. People like thought he was a running quarterback coming out in a spread offense, and he comes out and throws for more yards than any rookie. So he proved himself that he can do both, and Tyrod's well on his way to doing the same thing. So they're very different. I would say he's more elusive, but you know, he can throw the ball just as well.
A lot of the yards against you guys have been underneath stuff, running tight end class stuff. Deep stuff, right?
Yeah.
What needs to be done to sort of tighten that up in your estimation?
You know, I would say for about, you know, 2/3 of the game, you know, we're playing great. And then, you know, we give up a couple long drives, especially in the passing game, collectively making mistakes and not, you know, keying in, honing in on our job. And then all of a sudden the stats look, you know, a little slanted. But, you know, for us, that's what one thing we're preaching this week is just finishing, you know. Continue to do what we're doing well, but hey, it's four quarters for a reason. So that's the emphasis this week, is just to go out and play a complete football game.
What's the kind of challenges Clay present?
He looks great. It's simple to see the type of guy he is. He's different because, you know, most tight ends that catch the ball, whether they are fast or a possession tight end, you know, he has the ability to put a move on a safety. The touchdown against the Dolphins was. You know, it was quite the run after catch. So, you know, he's really a receiver, but playing tight end. So he's a guy we have our eyes on. You know, 85's here. You know, what does that mean? We have to contain him as well. He's a big part of their offense.
Thanks, John. I know it's Friday. You announced that, but there seems to be a looseness in this locker room that wasn't there a couple of weeks ago. Is it because of the win? Is it because of the schedule on Fridays? But what do you attribute it to?
I would say it's because of the win first. You know, the sun came up. You know, all is well when you win the game. I think it carries on throughout the week. And then, you know, anytime you come in, you have a walkthrough, it's a big mental day, but you physically you feel a lot better. So I think guys are excited about that as well.